Cognizant meets Q1 view, begins layoffs. Brokerage firm Sahi raises $33 million from Axel. DK Shivakumar warns 50% jobs are at risk. NPCI meet with fintech. Delivery apps roll out heat shields for riders.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, before we get into our top stories, a quick look at the earnings coming in from the tech side. Cognizant has reported Q1 2026 revenue of about $5.4 billion, which is up about 6% year-on-year or 3.9% in constant currency terms. And if we look at the operating margin, has come in at about 15.6%. This seems to be flat on an adjusted basis, but down 110 basis points compared to last year. And another important metric, bookings stood out, trailing 12-month bookings rose 11% to $29.6 billion with a book-to-bill ratio of about 1.4 times. Alongside this, there's also a cost reset announcement underway from Cognizant. Cognizant expects to incur between $230 million and $320 million under its Project Leap restructuring. Now, remember, a large portion of this, about $200 to $270 million, is tied to employee-related costs, indicating there might be some layoffs or workforce changes as part of the reset. All right, moving on to our top story, starting with a warning coming out of Karnataka. Deputy Chief Minister DK Shivakumar spoke at Network 18's Future of Work Summit yesterday and has said that artificial intelligence could impact up to 50% of jobs in Bengaluru and across the country. He's flagged that this is a major challenge as AI adoption accelerates. At the same time, the state is continuing to push infra and tech investment. Again, another important thing that he mentioned during the speech was plans to include a second airport in south of Bengaluru and a large AI city project. Now, this AI city project is expected to span around 9,000 acres near Bidadi and could go before the cabinet soon. So the idea is to create a more concentrated hub for AI and related industries instead of the current spread out ecosystem. So Bengaluru continues to remain a key hub with over 22.6 million IT professionals, making it one of the largest tech talent clusters. All right, moving to payments, where a shift is being discussed in how UPI evolves. NPCI, the National Payments Corporation of India, is meeting smaller UPI apps to explore giving them early or exclusive access to certain features. Now, the ecosystem is highly concentrated. As we all know, PhonePe and Google Pay dominate the segment, accounting for about 80% of transactions. That leaves dozens of smaller apps sharing the remaining market. Now, the proposal here is to move from simultaneous feature rollouts to a staggered approach. So smaller apps could get early access to features like UPI AutoPay and UPI Lite, which may help them attract users. So apps expected to be part of the discussion include Beam, Cred, WhatsApp Pay, MobiQuick, Amazon Pay, Super Money, and Navi. So there's also discussion around targeted incentives for emerging apps, as well as tighten norms around AutoPay mandates. So this suggests a possible shift from a neutral rollout model to a more intervention-driven approach to reduce market concentration. All right, let's talk about something very visible right now, heat waves and their impact on delivery workers. E-commerce and quick commerce companies are expanding heat protection measures as temperatures are rising. Amazon, for example, has expanded its Project ASHRAE, which includes air-conditioned rest stops serving over 150,000 delivery workers each month. And Flipkart, on the other hand, is adding rest areas, hydration support, doctor on-call access, and heat safety training. Now, there is also shift towards portable solutions. Blinkit is distributing about 1.5 lakh glucose sachets daily, while Zomato has expanded access to more than 5,000 rest points. Zomato is also testing cooling vests in multiple cities for their driver partners. At the same time, worker groups are calling for formal protections, including paid cooling breaks and emergency support. The conversation is now moving from optional support to the need for defined standards as extreme heat becomes a regular working condition. All right, finally, some funding news from the broking industry. Sahi has raised about $33 million in a Series B round, which was led by Axel with participation from Elevation Capital. Now, the round values the company at around $200 million, up from about $60 million in its previous round. That's quite a jump. Some background to add here, the company was founded in 2023 by Dale Vaz and Manish Jain. So Sahi operates as NSE and BSE registered broker. The funding also, remember, comes at a time when the broking segment is seeing increased regulatory attention. At the same time, the activity is also seeing investor interest, with platforms expanding beyond trading into broader financial services. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday in the evening. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.